Arthur,
does it help to have someone to talk to?
My mother always tells me to smile and put on a happy face. She told me I had a purpose. To bring laughter and joy to the world.
Hey, stop them!
Is it just me? Or is it getting crazier out there?
All right, Joker, the big movie from Todd Phillips with Joaquin Phoenix playing the title character from the realm of Batman and DC Comics. And Ron, you had an opportunity to see the film. What did you think?
First of all, I have to correct you, Scott. It is actually the story of Arthur Fleck, okay? Now, he becomes Joker, right? But this is sort of his origin story. And, of course, you've got Joaquin Phoenix playing the title role or Arthur Fleck role. And hand him an Oscar nomination. Everybody agrees. He's very good at that. Lost the weight. He just looks creepy enough to be this mentally ill person, okay? And I loved the idea that this movie brings up a conversation about that, okay? Because here is a character who is mentally ill because of his upbringing. The social services drops him. He's off of his meds. He gets a gun. All of those factors we're seeing played out in society today are issues in this movie, okay? So you can go there with it if you want. Otherwise, you're seeing some great performances, some great filmmaking. I love the soundtrack and score to this movie, and it's well edited. And again, you're seeing an Oscar-worthy performance out of Joaquin Phoenix.
Now, there's been some controversy in the news about the film, whether it's going to provoke violence. What are your thoughts on that?
I hope people understand how we got there, okay, with Arthur Fleck's character. And as I mentioned, he's marginalized by society. And what can happen to people when that happens to them. So we're really not talking about something that's outside of what we're reading in the news today. But certainly, he's a flawed character, and he needs help.
Now, what about Robert De Niro? What is his character like in the film?
Well, okay, so Arthur Fleck, he just wants to make people laugh. He's literally a clown. He's employed as a clown in this movie. It's kind of his job. And he wants to be a stand-up comedian. And De Niro's character is sort of this Johnny Carson type who, by sort of happenstance, they connect. And De Niro puts him on his show. Okay, so this is going to be his big break. But he's already so far off his rocker by the time he gets to the stage with De Niro's character that, I won't give any spoilers out, but what happens at the end is quite violent. And so certainly you're seeing that, not unlike De Niro played Taxi Driver so many years ago. Again, a very flawed character.
Well, this is sort of like the flip side of King of Comedy, where right. Robert De Niro plays the unhinged character, right. And Jerry Lewis is the talk show host, right. The Johnny Carson.
He kidnaps him or something, right? And very interesting character studies, all of those movies. And sure, you can focus in on the violence, and that's what happens oftentimes, many times. And certainly when mentally ill people get guns, we know that can be very dangerous. So I really like the conversation this movie starts. And really, it ends up bookending Heath Ledger's Joker. I mean, you actually get to the point where the Christopher Nolan trilogy sort of takes off from here. So I like how that connected the dots there as well. So people say, well, is he as good as Heath Ledger? Well, he leads to Heath Ledger's character there. That's what I saw.
Well, now I want to ask you, you said this is the origin story, but a lot of people, they're going to see Joker and they're going to think it's going to be a superhero movie or a super villain movie. It's going to be But it sounds like it's much more of a serious film than that.
Oh my gosh, yes, absolutely. And you know, what it left off was, how did this guy become a master criminal, right? I mean, there's nothing in his past that suggests he could pull off the Joker we've seen in the Batman movies over the years. But there's nothing funny about it either. There's not Cesar Romero or Jack Nicholas or any of those former Jokers that were kind of laughable characters. This is serious stuff, and Joaquin Phoenix pulls it off remarkably.
Now, how about Todd Phillips? What's the direction like?
Well, well done. I mean, he's the guy whose claim to fame is the Hangover movies, right? And so, as I mentioned, there's nothing funny about this movie at all, but I loved how he shot it. I loved how it was edited. The score really punctuates the scenes so well. I mean, it's an Oscar-worthy Best Picture nominee as well by its director.
And this is the only film that's opening in terms of big studio films opening today.
Correct. And the prediction is it'll break Venom's record for October releases set last year. But we're widening out Judy this week, Scott. And I got a chance to see Renee Zellweger play the Judy Garland role set in 1968 when she was touring the UK. Another Oscar-worthy performance out of Renee Zellweger. That's going to play at Celebration North and Celebration Rivertown. It opened up last week at Studio Park. And of course, all nine screens are open now at Studio Park, and we couldn't be more pleased. But Joker is sort of taking over many of the screens at all the Celebration locations.
Well, and I was surprised when we talked last week that Judy was opening in a limited release, and yet it's number 7 in the box office.
I know. The highest per screen average of any film in wide release, or limited release in this case. And so Roadside Attraction said, hey, let's go as wide as we can go. So we'll keep adding more theaters every week.
And yet at the same time, I'm looking at the top 10 and I'm still astounded that Downton Abbey remains up at the top. It's not number 1, but it's number 2.
Right. It fell off a little bit more than the average, 57% from week 1 to week 2. A lot of the wanna see was first weekend from the fans, of course, but people love that movie. And then Hustlers, its third weekend was better than the second weekend of Ad Astra or Rambo. That's another one that's getting good word of mouth out there. So it's a couple of strong titles in the top 5.
Well, and It was a big film. Mm-hmm. The first It. Has that been a success? I mean, it's number 4, but or has that been somewhat of a disappointment?
Certainly nowhere near the first one. And, you know, again, this is a September horror film. It's remarkable. It's pushing 200 million right now, but it's not going to get to the 700 million worldwide that the first one did.
And now Ad Astra number 5, is that going to have legs still?
You know, it got great critic reviews, but the audience score was not that high. So sure, it'll hang around here for a while, but 3 more movies next week, you know, the hits just keep coming.
So what's coming next week?
Gemini Man from Ang Lee with Will Smith playing that dual role. I got a chance to see it, and I can't wait to have a full report next week.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
See you at the movies.